Jason Cann's on the line as we get going with the best 5 minutes of the day on this Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I got some news from my mom early this morning that, remember my second cousin I mentioned, he was going to hospice. He died at 5:11 last night in Arizona, so.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's way too soon. You know, I don't know, you hear hospice and you think, okay, this is the end, but I always kind of think there'll be a little time, and that just happened
right.
Really fast, so.
Right.
I don't know, and there's nothing like that. I mean, there's nothing like a death in general, but certainly somebody that you've known that is just, it is smelling salt. It is just like waking up to what really, really counts, right? Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, living your life from that deathbed perspective. What do you want those significant folks in your life to say if they're speaking at your funeral, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I knew that Stephen Covey said that because, amazingly, I've never read that book. But, you know, I think that's wise. I was reading somebody the other day who ponders each art piece he does for a while before he does it, because he said, if this were the last piece I were to do, would I be satisfied? You know, and I think of, how am I interacting with people? How am I interacting with my kids, with my wife? And honestly, there are times where if my last interaction was the last one we had, that would maybe not be as comfortable as I would want. So, yeah, so I think the idea of smelling salts fits really well.
Well, and I've only experienced it once in my life, and interestingly enough, when I was a Milwaukee Bucks ball boy, which I think I probably invoke almost daily these days. But anyhow, hoping it'll get me a free meal or something. But at some point, I don't remember what it was, but I mean, it was like, oh, you guys want, here's, and wow, you don't hear that reference too much, but it'll bring you too. It'll bring you from death to life, you know, so.
Absolutely.
But, you know, as I shared with his wife, just even like the day before he passed, I mean, in terms of just a couple of thoughts, just glad to share here. I mean, just the idea that, while this world is all we've known, it is not our home. And we can sing songs like that. And I just had, you know, it was no accident that I played I'll Fly Away from Michael W. Smith. And we've got a great one coming up from Brad Paisley when I get where I'm going. But, I mean, you know, that's why. It's like there is another world. This life is a mist. It's a vapor. So,
yeah. Well, I always think of Mercy Me's Homesick. Uh-huh. You know, you're in a better place. I've heard 1,000 times, and I rejoice for you. But I'm still mourning, right? You know, and it's this idea that I'm really glad that you're able to live in this new life, this new world, and yet I'm sad.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right,
because everything is not yet as it should be yet. Uh-huh. So.
Well, if you ever invoke a song here, we usually play it. Today, I already said I'm going to do the Brad Paisley, but we'll get homesick after 6 this morning. And then looking forward to taking the show on the road. So your plans for the weekend?
I don't know. I think I'm having coffee with Ed tomorrow. I don't know if you're in on that. I assume with the weekend busy. I'm not sure if you're there.
I'm on WIB tomorrow from 7 till noon, so.
All right. Yeah, so I'm around this weekend. I have nothing real exciting going on. I have the next week off.
Is there any way I can coax you to come to One Fest?
I don't know yet. I'll have to think on that. So.
All right, I'll have to call you off the air.
Yeah. I don't know. I've told you, if you can get me to sing with Rend Collective.
Okay, I get you to sing with them. I mean... All right, I will reach out.
I don't know
to
any of their songs well enough.
I think you need to be with us in the booth and meeting listeners. We need to bulk up the listenership for this segment, you know?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean,
when are you going to be out there?
No, we're doing the Great Gumball Giveaway. I'm going to go out there today, I mean, as soon as I can after my One Source Imaging exam. Yeah, late this afternoon. And then, All right, we'll talk. All right, we'll talk.
So. Yeah, give me a call.
All right, we'll get that set up.
Well, good morning, OneFest. We are live on site at the OneFest grounds. OneFest 2021 kicks off today. Gates open at 3 o'clock. And yes, 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 you absolutely can still get tickets at the gate. Kayla, Mark, and Susan, the WIB Wake Up Show on the road. And again, we want to thank so many great, incredible sponsors of WIB's coverage of OneFest 2021, including Dr. Jacob Smith and Lady Smith and Ridgeland Veterinary Clinics, caring for pets and enriching the lives of people, and Lakeland University. Online or in person, learn your way. Learn more at lakeland.edu/blended. And guys, what a beautiful, beautiful morning we have so far. Again, maybe it's that haze, but the sun is just this huge orange droplet as you're coming up to the grounds here in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah. And what a lovely breeze, too. It's so comfortable and nice.
Fantastic weather, and it looks like whatever rain we get, it'll be after 3 in the morning and before 9, so we're going to be good to go to before 9 tomorrow.
Light 45 kicks things off at 4:30 p.m. We will have all sorts of things going on. There's games and activities for the whole family. There's food trucks, and don't forget to come by our WWIB booth for our great gumball giveaway. Welcome back to OneFest, the WIB Wake Up Show on the road with Caleb, Mark, and Susan. Beautiful, beautiful morning for the first day of OneFest 2021. And of course, after a hiatus last year, it is so good to be back.
I've never been to OneFest. I've been to a music festival, but I'm really looking forward to this one because of all the amazing artists. Oh, my gosh.
I was here 2 years ago, and of course, it was really difficult for everybody that this event, like so many things, didn't happen last year, but it's going to be bigger and better than ever starting today.
We are live on Facebook right now on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. Let me just tell you, if you missed the post that was out there yesterday, we may just have one final pair of OneFest tickets that are being given away before the end of the show. We may. So it would behoove you to like, follow our Facebook page at WWIB Radio just to see what's going on with that. Again, everything kicking off.
I can't.
Everything's kicking off with gates opening at 3 o'clock and then Light 45 at 4:30. Capstone tonight is Ren Collective at 9 o'clock. And they're actually letting us on stage for that.
I know. We get to introduce Ren Collective.
What will we say? I don't know, but better being an Irish accent because they're from Ireland.
We're actively figuring that out. We're efforting right now, we're going to say. But we just want to make sure that everyone knows that, again, tickets are available at the gate. You can come here and enjoy a great time of worship, song, and just good old family fun. And kids 10 and under are free. So, again, good family value for that as well if you've got little ones.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm imagining at 3, with the gates open, you'll be able to avail yourself of some of the delicious food that's here.
Yes.
Probably.
And you're going to want to stop right here at the WWIB booth beforehand because the great gumball giveaway is going on.
Yep, we've got that going on. Again, your chance to win some great food from Demeter's and Olson's Ice Cream and Holy Donuts and Brewpub Pizza. And actually, Van from Demeter's just emailed me last night, and he's like, do you mind letting people know that we're going to be serving breakfast? Because normally they've got the gyros and cheese curds from 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Nice.
They're going to be rolling out a breakfast menu at the Demeter's food truck. So that's pretty cool as well. So you've got great eats all over the grounds here at OneFest.
I love that. And honestly, a gumball machine that requires no money is a childhood dream of mine.
Right.
So I can't wait.
It's a free gumball and maybe a lot more than that. We've got all sorts of goodies. We've got a chance behind us here. You can't quite see it, but we've got Wisconsin Dells family four-pack. Hundreds of dollars worth of tickets were given that away as well, along with other miscellaneous giveaways. If you stop by and see us, we might just get you in to meet and greet the aforementioned Ren Collective. So you want to be here. Yeah, we'll see what we can figure out with that. Good morning from OneFest. It is the WIB Wake Up Show. Kayla, Mark, and Susan live on the road from OneFest 2021. But you know what? We've got a Friday morning tradition because there are so many things going on in your life. You can't possibly keep up with everything going on in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. So we bring it all to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. And here we go.
There was a massive internet outage earlier this week, taking down FedEx, Delta, and McDonald's. But they did get up and running again.
It's a good thing McDonald's ice cream machines aren't connected to the internet, so they could remain down as usual.
Ouch.
The Olympics begin today.
I'd never make it. I get winded just opening the package for a Hot Pocket.
Right. On August 9th, Canada says it will reopen its border to Americans, but you'll have to be vaccinated.
And show proof you've seen every Ryan Reynolds movie.
That's the tough part.
Captain America opened in theaters 10 years ago this weekend. I remember going with my son. He's an ordinary guy until he takes a super serum and gains unbelievable athletic skills.
Which explains why he was kicked off the Olympic team.
Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos says he'd love to travel back to space again.
His other company has free returns, so why not this one?
The Olympics opening ceremony is today.
The closing ceremony will occur 2 minutes after someone on the podium coughs without covering their mouth.
COVID concerns. And finally, according to a study, our personalities are set by the time we start school.
That explains Bravo's newest reality show, The Real First Graders of New Jersey.
I would watch that.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Patrick Gear from High Gear Promotions joining us now in the WIB Wake Up Show on the road from the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Susan, Caleb, and Mark, and Patrick, thanks for joining us. People might think, oh, you just snap your fingers and boom, there's a lineup for an event like this. It's not like that, right?
No, not at all. It's months and months of there's some failures involved in it too. You ask a lot of people. You make a lot of inquiries. You have a lot of discussions, and it's a months long process. That matter of fact starts for next year starts before this year, and it takes probably 6 months before you really finalize the lineup. It's a lot of coordinating schedules.
One, when you look at trying to get this many artists, I mean, so many of our WWIV artists going to be in one place at one time. I mean, trying to route them through the different festivals, and again, working out financial agreements as well too. And of course, OneFest is a great nonprofit entity, and you can donate to support them. But I mean, this isn't a cheap endeavor, and so to be able to work out all of those numbers and to be able to bless the artists with what helps sustain them and their families, and also be able to work within the budget that you have with the festival, I mean, that's a lot of spinning teacups.
It's a lot, yeah. I mean, people sometimes don't realize how many people are involved in not only putting on a festival, but each artist and the number of people that it takes to put on their show every single night, and all the, whether it's their equipment, their buses, their drivers, their crew, their band, all of the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment that they're carrying along with them. And so it's a big process. All of them are very fair in what it takes to bring them here, but it's not cheap, certainly. And so that's why we're so thankful that this community has supported the event so much, and it's continued to grow. And 2021 is going to be the biggest year yet, so I hope that everybody can come on out.
You know, I look at the lineup starting at 4:30 today with Light 45, and working our way through Hannah Kerr, Seventh Time Down, Ren Collective at 9, and six more artists tomorrow, Ali Aaliyah at 11, all the way to Danny Gokey at 9. I mean, talk to people about the quality of this lineup at OneFest. Is obviously they can still get their tickets today and this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We have such a great mix of different styles of artists that are going to be here, but all just massive, massive hit makers that are going to be here. Obviously, our headliners, Ren Collective. Folks, if you've never seen Ren Collective live, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be one of the most high-energy, entertaining shows that you've ever seen in your life. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. You should get out here tonight for that. And then we go right into tomorrow. Obviously, everybody knows Jason Gray. He's great. Blanca is so much fun. I mean, I Am They have got massive hits. Micah Tyler is one of the most impressive vocalists that I've met, and one of the sweetest guys, and a great show. And then Danny Gokey, he's going to bring it. He'll have everybody from 7 to 70 jumping up in the air, pumping their fists, and having a party. I mean, it's just going to be a great time of entertainment and worship. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have some beautiful weather this weekend.
And Tampa, too, Wisconsin Christian Music Festival end on Saturday night with a guy who's Wisconsin's own, Danny Gokey.
Yeah, Danny is in my old company. I've promoted several shows with him. One of the sweetest guys and one of the most fun guys to be around, his whole crew. And it's always great to bring the Wisconsin boy back home. You know, of course, everybody first was introduced to him on American Idol, and then he's just been continuing to soar. Just put out a new record that's fantastic that I'm sure you're playing on WWIB. So, yeah, I'm excited to welcome Danny back home. A lot of his family's going to be here this weekend to enjoy the party, and I just talked to his mom about a half an hour ago. So, they're all coming out to support him too, and I hope that that y'all can too.
Patrick Gear, backstage lead here at OneFest, and also the booker of all of these great artists that you are going to be enjoying. Tickets are available at the gate. Come out and enjoy OneFest 2021. That is where we are, the WIB Wake Up Show, live on the road. And then one final thing here, Patrick. I know before the end of OneFest 2021, there is going to be an announcement for one of the main artists for OneFest 2022.
Absolutely. You're going to want to be here this weekend. I'm so excited, and I wish that I could share this right now with you guys, but
we got to wait.
Heather would hurt me if I did that. But you got to come out to OneFest. We have, it's going to be an artist that's never been here before, one of the absolute most impressive artists in Christian music, one of the best shows, and one of the I don't want to say anymore, but
I can't wait.
This artist is fantastic, and you know him. You'll know him. So there you go. Start there.
We've got a pronoun.
Tons of hits. And a great show, and you're absolutely going to love the announcement tomorrow night. So everybody get out here. Come see Rend and Hannah and Seventh Time Down and all the artists tomorrow, and we got a big announcement for you as well.
Okay, we have a big VIP interview here. I have Sarah and Charlie. You guys are in charge of the gate. You're the gatekeepers.
That's right.
You do here at OneFest.
Well, we man the gate. We'll man the gate. Where everybody who comes in to the main gate, you'll either have a ticket or you'll need to purchase a ticket. Maybe you'll purchase parking. And basically, it's the funnest part of the whole day for me.
Definitely.
We have way too much fun, like probably more fun than one should have just working at the gate. But we make a ton of friends, so be prepared to be our best friend on your way in.
Yeah, because you're totally my best friend now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are.
That's what we do.
Okay, here's what I love about you guys. You're the perfect people for this, because if you've never been to OneFest, if you've never been to a music festival, you just drive in and you guys have all the answers. It's like, where do I drive? Where do I go? And you know those answers.
That's right. We know everything. Yes. We are the OneFest gurus that just know all of the things. If I don't know, I will ask.
And it's not your first rodeo. You've seen pretty much everything.
Nope. We have done OneFest every year since we've done Front Gate every single year since it started.
We're professionals now.
Why do you want to do Front Gate?
Well, honestly, the first year I was just a volunteer, and I kind of was like, oh man, I'm stuck at the front gate. I don't get to be in any of the action. And I very quickly realized
that's where the action is.
I get to meet everyone on their way in. I get to be everybody's friend. 3,000 over 3,600 new best friends is what I'm making. And so then I was like, I don't want to be anywhere else. Put me at the front gate. Let me live there.
Same with you, Charlie.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you guys, I'm so excited that you are the first face people see. It doesn't matter if you are a newbie or experienced. You guys will make sure people get where they need
to go.
Just show up. Just show up. There's tickets. There's parking. There's everything you need. Okay, you guys, thanks so much.